I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Apologies, we're a little bit late. We had a tough day at work yesterday, got on the sauce after and got a little bit carried away. So we also missed out on our round 14 preview, which will be dropping in about 25, 30 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. But on the bright side, I would have tipped you two lemons last night. So probably for the best that you missed out on hearing me dive into those two games. Got them both wrong. But we'll have that dropping very soon. The news over the last 24 hours, it seems that this Matt Lodge deal, that has fallen through. Looks like he won't be going to the Newcastle Knights. He will be remaining at the Brisbane Broncos, which considering during Origin, Payne Haas is obviously going to be missing a little bit. I think that's sensational for the Broncos. I think Matt Lodge, he's playing some great footy recently. So a big one there for the Broncos. Another one that has been spoken about for a month or so is Jordan Piera apparently heading up to the Brisbane Broncos. These are more rumours that just don't seem to go away. I really do think this guy's got a lot to offer. I think he's a fantastic first grader, and I think the Brisbane, they could do much worse than to have Jordan Piera in there building a really classy winger with a huge amount of work in him, not afraid to roll up his sleeves, which I love in my wingers. A number of guys have reportedly been offered to the Super League over the last 24 hours or so. They include Joey Leilua, Riley Jacks, Josh Dugan, Mitch Rain, and Cade Ellis from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So keep an eye on those guys potentially moving. A few of those narratives, they definitely do make sense to me. Josh Dugan, Joey Leilua, Riley Jacks always been really solid, but he's never really excelled. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go over there. Riley Jacks is the sort of guy that I wouldn't be shocked to see him go over to England for a couple of years and then return soon a lot better. It has been confirmed the Gold Coast Titans, they will be resting AJ Brimson this week. We sort of spoke about that the other day. I thought he would play, but turns out they are resting him. Pino and David Fifita, they are expected to play, so keep an eye on that as far as team list goes. Albert Kelly, he's been ruled out of the Broncos game, a hamstring injury at training. You'll see Tyson Gamble come back in and play halfback there, I believe. South Sydney Rabbitohs, they've confirmed that Damien Cook and Cameron Murray will be rested. All the rest of the boys are ready to play. So if Latrell Mitchell is playing, it looks like Benji will stay on the bench. Cody Walker at six, and Supercoach wise, that looks really good for Alex Johnson for me in this game. The NRLW, they've expanded, they've lost teams as well. They've lost the New Zealand Warriors, but now they've got the Titans, the Knights, and the Eels joining the competition. So very exciting there. Unfortunate for the New Zealand Warriors, though. I thought that was a fantastic thing they had going on over there. The Dragons, Cody Ramsey, his plans to be the fullback for the St. George Illawarra Dragons last year. He says he wants to learn as much as he can off Matt Dufty. Once again, I'm shocked that Matt Dufty is leaving. I wouldn't be surprised if he does stay. I'll tell you what, off the back of Sean Johnson last night winning that game for the Sharks, it is not a bad time to be an unwanted guy in the southern part of Sydney, is it? My God, Dufty, Sean Johnson carving up at the moment. Both unwanted from their clubs. Very tough gig. Matty Cavallo has admitted that he's ready to take Brett Morris's spot, as devastated as he is that his mentor's injured. But I really love this guy, Matty Cavallo. I think he's a sensational player. And I think that as much as it's never good to lose a player, Brett Morris, it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. I think this kid, he's ready to step up. I think he's going to have a really good career, Matty Cavallo. Aaron Woods, he's reportedly being chased by the Eels and the Seagulls. He's unwanted at the Sharks. Another one to add to that list was Sean Johnson. Ken Mamalo has reportedly sent an email to all NRL clubs alerting them his client is free to leave the Warriors and sign this year. So Ken Mamalo, he's been a brilliant winger for the New Zealand Warriors for a long time. I think there's a number of clubs that could do really well to grab him into their building, a sensational little player. We're still hearing more about Josh Hodgson going to the Brisbane Broncos, the rumour that essentially won't go away. Siamatafanai, he's been there. The Bulldogs are set to offer him another deal for 2022. I think he's been really strong for Canterbury and a forward pack that's done it really, really tough this year. I think he's been really good. We're hearing that Matt Dufty, we mentioned him earlier, he has toured the Raiders facility. So obviously, Chancey Klokstad's out for the season. We're hearing that potentially you could see him move to centre next year if Matt Dufty does arrive there, which would be very interesting. One of our favourites who hasn't really lived up to expectations over the last few years is Benny Hampton. He has re-signed with the Cowboys for the 2022 season. Probably his last chance before he's looking at Super League, etc. Realistically, a guy that I do like, though, I think he's got a lot of ability. We just haven't seen the very best out of him. Cheers to Clarkie's Rugby League column, where we got most of our news from today. That's our news, guys. Stay tuned. We are going to have our Round 14 preview podcast for the remaining six games coming very soon for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.